KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's cloudy and 52 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies today. Just a slight chance of rain this morning, a high of 66. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. A collision between a pickup and a car Monday afternoon near Shambaugh in Page County has claimed the life of a Clarinda woman. The Iowa State Patrol reports 52-year-old Joanne Lynn Goody, who was not wearing her seatbelt, died when her 1999 Buick LeSabre was hit broadside at the intersection of 265th Street and Highway 71 by a 2014 Dodge 3500 pickup truck. The driver of the truck, 50-year-old Toby D. Holloman of Solomon, Kansas, who was wearing his seatbelt, was transported to the Clarinda Regional Hospital by Clarinda EMS. The patrol says Goody's car was traveling west on 265th just before 5 p.m. Monday when it was hit by the pickup as it was traveling south on Highway 71. Clarinda Fire and EMS, along with Page County Sheriff's deputies, assisted at the accident scene. The Iowa State Patrol late yesterday afternoon updated information about a crash that occurred west of Atlantic Monday morning. Authorities said two people, a man from Oregon and a woman from Griswold, were injured in the crash that happened at the intersection of Highway 6 or White Pole Road and the Lewis Road, County Road M56, at around 10:45 a.m. The crash occurred when, according to witnesses, a 2007 Audi driven by 28-year-old Joseph Allen Williams of Lake Oswego, Oregon, blew through a stop sign as he was heading north on the Lewis Road. His car collided with a westbound 2008 VW Jetta driven by 65-year-old Deborah Jane Weaver of Griswold. Both vehicles ended up in the North Ditch. The drivers were transported by Griswold Fire and Rescue to the Cascade Memorial Hospital. Williams, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was later flown to Iowa Methodist in Des Moines, while Weaver, who was wearing her seatbelt, was flown to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. She reportedly was being treated for a broken pelvis, several broken ribs, and other injuries. Family members said Williams was doing okay, but they didn't indicate the extent of his injuries. A Red Oak man repeatedly in trouble with the law was arrested again early this morning on a trespass charge. 53-year-old David Lawrence Howe was taken into custody at around 3:20 a.m. and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held on $300 bond. Howe was previously arrested September 27th for public intoxication and on July 19th for OWI. A man from Council Bluffs who allegedly attempted to run over a person with whom he had a dispute was arrested early this morning, but not without a fight. According to Bluffs police, Michael Wirtz was taken into custody in the basement of his residence after officers forced their way into his home and used a stun gun to bring him under control. The incident began around 1:45 a.m. with officers being dispatched to the 1700 block of 6th Avenue for a disturbance between two parties. As officers were en route, witnesses stated one of the males attempted to run over the other male. Officers made contact with the victim, and he said that he was assaulted by the suspect, Michael Wirtz. Wirtz attempted to run him over and did strike the victim's vehicle. Officers checked for Wirtz at his residence and saw the man enter his home. Police attempted to make contact with Wirtz, but he continually refused to open the door. Officers made a forced entry into the home and located Wirtz hiding in the basement. When he refused to comply with officers, they deployed a taser to gain control of the man. Wirtz was treated at the scene by medics for the taser deployment and transported to the Pottawatomie County Jail. Authorities in Montgomery County say a Stanton man was arrested Monday night on an assault charge. 47-year-old Michael William Arterburn was taken into custody just after 8 p.m. following an incident to the 2500 block of 190th Street north of Stanton. Arterburn was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held without bond pending an appearance before a magistrate on a charge of serious domestic assault. In the funeral announcements, Lauren Hupp, age 76, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Lauren W. Hupp will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Betty J. Conklin, age 90, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Betty Conklin will be held Friday at 10 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Reconvene Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Rosalie Rose Michelson, age 73, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Rose Michelson will be Friday at 1 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. and Richard Nicholas Stein, age 89, of Omaha, died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Richard Stein will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.